as we come to part three in our Quiet, Clean, and Clear series. As we talk about what does it take to hear God's voice and discern His will. And I would suggest to you that hearing His voice, knowing His will, or what you might call kissing cousins in walking with God. Just this whole idea that in order to know His will, I really have to many times be able to hear His voice. Not always, because there's times without us knowing it, how many understand God can direct you in His will and you weren't aware of it until afterwards you look back and you said, oh my goodness, the Lord was directing me and I didn't have any sense of that. But today what I want to talk to you about is I want to talk to you about having a clear understanding of the will of God, maybe a clear reception of hearing the voice of God. We started this series by talking about quieting our heart because that's really where it begins when we get this sense of how great our God is. Be still and know that I am God, Psalm 46:10, the psalmist writes. And that comes on the heels of a verse that says, the God of angel armies is with us. In other words, when we understand how big God is, how awesome He is, how strong He is, how involved He is in our life, then that quiets our heart. Last week we talked about having a clean heart, clean not only in the sense of a heart that is not hiding sin or hanging on to sin, but a heart that is free of the clutter that oftentimes keeps us from really having that communion with the Lord on an ongoing basis that carries us beyond our quiet time with God, our personal devotion time, and moves us into the day so that we're walking with God literally step by step through our day. And now, this morning, we come to some verses I want to talk with you about, and the theme is having this clear mind, where we really clearly can discern the voice of God, where we clearly can understand the will of God. And so what I want to do today is less about one particular text than it is really me just sharing with you. If you and I were sitting, you came into the office and said, listen, I just need to know, how do I discern the will of God in my life? How do you discern the voice of God? What would you tell me as my pastor? And so just picture yourself, you and I sitting down, we're having a cup of coffee or having a soda and we're sitting there and we're talking about this whole topic. And what I want to do is I want to give you, if you're somebody who takes notes, I hope you are, or you can go on your iPhone or your Android and pull up the notes at the James River app. But I want to take just a moment and give you seven concepts, seven principles that I think are